This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Alan Minskoff, who's a contributor to Audiophile, is my guest for the whole week. Hello, Alan.
Hello again. How are you today?
I am okay. The sun is shining. I'm good.
Good. And we have, a really lively discussion on our next audiobook.
Okay. And it is?
It is Adriatic, A Concert of Civilizations at the End of the Modern Age by Robert D. Kaplan, and is read by the one and only Arthur Morey.
I love that book. I mean, it doesn't have enough maps, which I found really problematic, and that's my biggest complaint with that book. Conversely, that means you can listen to it as an audiobook and not have any loss whatsoever of the visuals.
I think it does make a fascinating listen, because there's a lot. What's unique to Robert D. Kaplan is he's a travel writer, he's a cultural historian, he's a political writer, all sort of wrapped up in this one very singular voice, captured, if I might add, I think brilliantly by Arthur Morey, who I divide the world up into two camps. There are those who love Arthur Morey and those who have not discovered him yet.
And with Kaplan, I don't want to say rambling, because that seems to be disparaging, but
I think discursive would be the word, which is far more positive, because he does. He writes about Ezra Pound at great length and fascinatingly.
Yes.
And he writes about artists and
exactly.
Art. But he's a very fine place writer. And as a travel writer, there are few who, you know, appreciate architecture and appreciate political movements. And he interviews everybody. He reports very well.
He does report very well, and I can see this being a really, really good audiobook.
I think, as nonfiction readers go, we're always looking for the reader who is immersive, who brings you into the story. And this is one of the, I have a rule. I have what I call audiobooks that drive me beyond my exit, and this was one of them.
I do like to listen to travel writing. I like to read it. I like to listen to it. And I also love the Adriatic, which is why I bought the book. It's a part of the world that I'm really, really drawn to. And as he calls it, a concert of civilizations, I mean, it definitely is. There's no question about that. Can we hear a little?
Let's do.
Okay.
And this is very defining. This is how he begins the body of the audiobook.
Okay, this is Adriatic, A Concert of Civilizations at the End of the Modern Age. It's by Robert Kaplan, read by Arthur Morey.
The geopolitical map of Europe has moved south, back to the Mediterranean, where Europe borders Africa and the Middle East. The Mediterranean has now begun to achieve a fluid classical coherence, uniting continents. But explaining this will take time. It involves philosophy, poetry, and landscape before I get to international relations. So bear with me.
Oh, he's very nice with this, I think.
I think he is too. He is kind of like, if you wanted to have the ideal grandfatherly voice reading to your grandchild. But this is really a worthwhile listen. It's long-ish, kind of in your wheelhouse.
That's my wheelhouse.
But it's worth following every moment. I mean, the stuff on the 20s and the 30s, which includes a lot on Pound and a lot on Joyce, is really very unexpected and yet really adds to the pleasure of the listen.
I'm about to take next month I'm going to take a road trip. And there's nothing like listening to a travel book when you're on a road trip.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that's sort of a perfect combo. Okay, I have my road book now. Thank you. That is Adriatic, A Concert of Civilizations at the End of the Modern Age by Robert Kaplan, read by Golden Voice Arthur Morey. Well, thank you, Alan, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I look forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Oasis Audio, publisher of the book Lennon, Dylan, Alice, and Jesus by Greg Laurie. You can find out all about it at oasisaudio.com. And then follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating on Apple. It helps people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.